This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Just making sure. Hi, welcome to the Love Boat. Good to see you. Stay away from my daughter. Right?
How'd Gavin McLeod go from being so fun?
Murray?
On McHale's Navy is happy.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
And then is Murray on the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
He was neurotic there.
Being this stuffy guy on the Love Boat.
Yeah, I mean, do you know he had to live in the shadow of who was the captain of the Titanic? He had to live in the shadow of whoever that captain was. Sorry, I don't know his name off the top of my head.
Oh, that wasn't very nice.
I'm just saying. I mean, that's a lot of responsibility, cruise ship captain, right? You're not with me on this? You don't think there's a lot of responsibility? All those lives are in your hands.
Very nice.
What do you mean I'm not being nice?
A little harsh.
How many trips to Puerto Vallarta can you make? Over and over and over. It had to feel like they were on a treadmill. Where are we going this week? Puerto Vallarta. Would anyone have known where Puerto Vallarta was if it wasn't for the Love Boat? You'll have nothing to do with this conversation. I can feel it. I'm talking to myself. I'm looking in the mirror. Jeff's not playing along. Okay.
Bernie Capel, one of the underrated actors of the 60s and 70s.
I don't know. Isaac was cool. I would sit at the bar with Isaac for a while. I'd be cool with that. He always seemed like he'd have good stories. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. All right. Other than the Love Boat, the cruise ship Browns is not going in the right direction. And the captain of that ship right now is Deshaun Watson. We asked the question. The question's been come up the last couple days. Is there any way the Browns would ever bench Deshaun Watson? What say you, Jeff Phelps?
Yes.
And what circumstances would that be under?
You're 1-9. You're 1-10. It's got to be outrageously bad. I think that's it. And internally, a decision would have been made that you're not moving forward with him next year. That's the only circumstance where I can see them benching him. You know, you need to understand, and I don't mean you, Andy. I mean any of us. You need to understand, this organization committed outrageous capital in Deshaun Watson, both draft choice and money and Andy tolerance. I mean, not only is it money and draft choices, you're putting up with all this other stuff. So, I mean, it's kind of a three-pronged thing here. And you're not going to give it up if you think there's any chance of finding that guy who played quarterback so well in Houston. So I do think it's possible. But, man, I don't think it's possible anytime soon.
I'm wondering about the harmony in Berea over him being the starting quarterback right now. I think it's interesting to look at what it's – is the locker room behind him? Does the locker room still have faith in their quarterback? Does the coaching staff still have faith? Does ownership have faith?
It's a good question all the way around.
And, you know, the more you kind of look out there, Dan, that the other stories and people questioning and wondering, you know, are they doing the right thing here? And where is it coming from? Why are they hell-bent on putting Deshaun back out there when it seems like it might not be working? I'm kind of in the middle.
You know why they're hell-bent on putting him back out there.
Is there one specific person?
That's a good question. Ownership makes that move, Andy, to bring him in here. I mean, you don't make a move like that without ownership being on board. That's real clear. Whether your people who are running the team, Andrew Berry, Kevin Stefanski, were on board or not, that's, you know, to be debated. What you do know is a move of that magnitude doesn't happen without ownership signing off on it.
Amen.
So The Athletic has a podcast out called Scoop City that's got Diana Rossini, who is the senior NFL reporter for The Athletic, talking with former quarterback Chase Daniels, who was in the league for 10-plus years or so. And the Browns and Deshaun Watson came up, and they had this to say on it.
I can't disagree with that.
The argument has
Andy,
foundation.
Because of everything it took to get Deshaun Watson here, I don't think, and we said this yesterday, if Kevin were to bench him and Jameis didn't play well, Kevin's done. If Kevin were to flat out make that move.
Is it just Kevin's decision?
No, I don't think so. And Kevin said yesterday, you know, you talk to ownership, you talk to front office. It's a collaborative thing.
Ultimately, he said it was on him, though.
Yeah, he did. And then when he was asked about it again, he said, and we do things in a collaborative way, and we talk to owner. Andy, we're employees here.
Right.
You know, he's an employee. If you and I suddenly decided, you know what, we don't want to break when it says we're supposed to break. We're going to go longer. We're not going to play those commercials. We're done. We're not going to read the little promos talking about things. Mm-hmm. We're done. We're out of here.
Yeah, there's only one guy who can get away with that. And he ended up starting his own frequency. You're looking at me like I'm crazy. Howard Stern is the only guy I've ever known that's been able to get away with
that. It took me a second to get there.
Yeah, I'm thinking, who on our staff does that?
No, not here. No.
I was thinking, what? What are you talking about? He's an employee. Kevin is an employee. If ownership tells him to do something, if Andrew Berry tells him to do something, and I'm assuming that Andrew is maybe a little, if Paul DePodesta, whatever, he's an employee, just like so many of us. We all get it. We understand.
Ron is in Grafton. Hey, Ron.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
Ron?
Hey. Yeah. You there?
Yeah, we're here.
All right. Sorry about that.
No worries.
Hey, I think one of the things that I don't hear anybody talking about, and my biggest concern bringing Watson here to begin with, was that he quit on his first team. And, I mean, he was at the peak of his career. The team was going somewhere. He demanded, you know, he didn't like whatever he didn't like, and he demanded a trade and then sat out while the rest of his team just floundered. And so, you know, these guys don't forget that kind of stuff. That plus another point that I think that needs to be taken into consideration. There is a great case study here as to what's going on between Watson's ears, and that's Tiger Woods. You know, it's like the same situation, but and a very similar outcome.
Ron, I don't see this Tiger Woods similarities. I don't get it. You're just saying about things going downhill after there's an incident?
Yes, basically.
Okay. I guess I can buy into that. Okay.
And Ron, according to everything out of Houston, and as I recall everything going down, Deshaun didn't refuse to play. They were they were investigating the whole thing, and I'm looking at something right now. I was just trying to confirm what it was I thought. And reports out of Houston say while they were investigating, he did not play. It's not that he refused to play.
Hmm. All right, Ron, thank you. Appreciate the phone call. We'll continue on with your phone calls here at 216-474-0092. Chris Ostenheimer is going to join us a little bit later in the show, do a little NFL rapid fire. There's news going on in the NCAA. Still got to get back to baseball. We have a busy, busy agenda for you that are listening to us, and we always appreciate you listening on the Odyssey app as well, all across the country. So we'll take more phone calls on this, and we're going to talk a little bit more about the question is, can the Browns bench Deshaun Watson? 216-474-0092.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.